Sustaining Power. Here is an excerpt from a book by Valen King entitled Going Further, and there's a nice photo of Valen on the page. From the way God has enfolded the events in my life, I can see he has worked out all things for my good. I have been in a wheelchair for 16 years, and I recently felt that God wanted me to believe for a miracle of healing for my physical body. During this journey, I began to realize that the miracle of healing was not even the greatest of goals. Rather, it was my total dependency on him as the greatest privilege and focus of my life. My question was, if I loved and served God all my life, why did I find it so hard to relinquish full control? I needed to focus more on a genuine relationship with God rather than trying to get something from him. My father-in-law is a missionary, and one of the comments he made in his e-newsletter caught my attention. He mentioned how reading through the Bible in a different way or in a different version each time can provide a better understanding of Scripture. I laughed to myself, each time? Try maybe one time. I was strongly convicted. How many times have I started but failed to follow through? How did I think I could grow spiritually and not put out the effort and commitment it required? I read my Bible and prayed, but there was no depth. A lot of my prayers were merely me telling God all the things I needed or wanted, but I hadn't learnt to listen or wait to hear what he has to say. In January of 2014, a pastor prophesied over me. He said, God is calling you into a deeper relationship with him. He wants to take you deeper than you have ever been. He then challenged me to read the Bible through in 1 year. Those words resounded in my heart, and I knew I had to step up and really commit myself. I felt in my heart this was the key that would bring me into that deeper relationship with God, and I accepted the challenge. As I approached the completion of my goal to read the Bible through in 1 year, I thought, yes, I did it. Now I can return to my previous routine of daily devotions. Instantly, I felt a bit of panic and thought, no, that was my food this past year. I couldn't believe it had taken me so long to really get it. I can look back and see how I was developing spiritual discipline in my life. Was it easy? No. At times it felt like I was reading words on a page that had no meaning. But as I spent time each day getting to know the author on a deeper level, I began growing my spiritual muscles. My perspective has changed tremendously, and my time spent with God and reading his word is more than just a goal to accomplish. I now understand that the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I have a passion to encourage others. Don't forget your food, because without it, you will not have the strength to fight and overcome the challenges you face. The more I understood the truth of God's word and who he was, the more I could see that he not only had the power to bless me, but he desired to bless me more than I could ever ask or think. I take great confidence in the words of Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future.